The German wing's co-pilot, who's suspected of flying a passenger jet into the French Alps last month, suffered from severe depression. The vast majority of people with mental health issues are able to work just fine. But an estimated 58% of Americans do not want people with mental health issues in their workplace. That's according to the Journal of Health and Social Behavior. Catherine Switz gets it when people choose to not tell coworkers or managers about their mental health conditions. She told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. She was just 29 and getting her MBA at Harvard. Today, Switz runs the Stability Network. That's an organization of career professionals and business leaders who are out and open about their own mental health issues while they're in the workplace.
Basically, I became first manic, and then over time that mania transitioned to psychosis. And literally, I at some point thought I was Jesus. I thought I could walk on water. I was walking, floundering around on the street. If you had seen me, you would have seen somebody disheveled, confused, and very much out of control. And I was taken by ambulance to the emergency room and given my diagnosis.
Who did you tell at school about what had happened?
Well, the school had heard from McLean Hospital, where I was hospitalized, that somebody from Harvard Business School had been checked in to the hospital. And so they knew there was somebody. And I came forward and said, in fact, it was me and that I needed some help transitioning back. And they spoke to the professors and without saying what I had, just told them that I would be a bit quiet in class for a few weeks and it would take me some time to get back on my feet. What they didn't know is that I was actually psychotic every day in class and really struggling even to keep touch with reality.
How long did it take for you to decide that you wanted to be honest about your own mental illness?
It took almost 10 years because I deeply felt the societal stigma myself. And I saw it play out in the workplaces that I was in because I saw I was unable to get the care I needed on a weekly basis to get away for the doctor. I saw that when I was hospitalized for 2 weeks, my husband and I didn't feel comfortable telling my employer why I was in the hospital. So we said it was an unrelated condition. And I think we made these choices because societally, deep down, we knew they wouldn't be accepted.
So then what was the tipping point for you finally? What made you finally decide to say, you know what, I'm not going to pretend this is something else anymore? What was finally the tipping point for you?
The tipping point was realizing how much I was personally struggling to come out. When I was an executive at a nonprofit, my husband had a stable job, I was stable medically and physically, and I realized that if I was having trouble, then I could only imagine the trouble others were having. And so I decided to organize other people like me to speak out. And I felt like in providing others the support to speak out, more people like me would speak out. And as we say with the Stability Network, it's successful professionals who themselves have mental health conditions. And if I could get these people to speak out, the stigma would over time change.
I'm talking with Catherine Switz. She's the director and the founder of the Stability Network. That's a group of successful professionals, career professionals who are out and honest about their own mental health issues. Catherine decided to found the Stability Network after coming out herself about her own mental health issues. What was the scariest part about coming out yourself?
The scariest part is the notion that in a few days' time, you could be symptomatic again, and people would actually know that your behavior was because you had a mental illness. It's much easier to come out when you're stable and are not exhibiting symptoms. But the scary thing is what happens when you've let people know you're bipolar, and then you have to take a few days off for psychosis. That's a bridge that's often too far.
Why is that?
I think deep down, people still have a fear of mental illness and a fear of what people think of as aberrant behavior. They don't think of it as a physical illness, which is what it effectively is. And instead, they see it as scary. The statistics that comes to mind is 68% of people don't want somebody with mental illness marrying into their family. That's just a very telling statistic about our current societal views of it.
The story you're telling is kind of a two-part story. The first part is you deciding to be honest about your mental health issues and then recruiting other people to do the same thing. So what's the reality of recruiting people to do this?
It's actually incredibly difficult, much more difficult than I ever expected. I thought at first we would have a big bang. We'd do a media event and suddenly my email inbox would be swarmed with people. In fact, I had volunteers set up to call through my email for all the people who wanted to join. There's never been that overwhelming wave of people. The reaction when people hear that I am out is, you're brave, you're courageous. But the subtext of that is, you're crazy. You know, why would you possibly be doing this? How could you possibly come out like this? And many people who I'm trying to encourage to come out really say, you know, I could never do that. And what I'm actually finding is I'm doing what's called turning people. So I meet somebody who confides in me they have a mental health condition. And over five coffees and dinners, over time, they decide and agree to come out themselves. And 6 months later, they're on our website. So it's a very in-depth process that takes time and really takes appealing to everybody's sense of the importance of speaking openly. And that does resonate with people, but it takes time.
So what makes it worth it for you?
Well, it's become a calling. It's something I feel deeply passionate about. I am struck every day when I walk down the street in Seattle, when I read the media, how important mental health issues are to our nation's health, and how much needs to be done, and how big the issues are. And therefore, I feel if I can do any small part in that, that's important.
That's Catherine Switz, founder of the Stability Network. That's an organization for business leaders and career professionals who can speak openly in the workplace about their mental health conditions. She talked to KUOW's Jeannie Yandel.